Blog Talk Radio.
This is Observer Media.
1.1.
Good morning to my friend Chet Green. He's my neighbor. Chet, folks say you write so well, man, that they think you do a better job, you know, and writing songs. They say, well, listen, this, you sound so happy writing the song. Are they indicating that you should...
Well, President, good morning to each and every one of you out there in Internet land. This is your Saturday morning show, and we are up and running.
Go ahead. You got it?
No, let it go. Go on. Let me sound good. The interruption. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. It's Leon Francis, Marcus Nisbet, alongside Ivor Henry. And of course, we're going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. Hope you stick and stay. Hopefully you are up and about wherever you are in the world. And with that, we're going to have you hearing the sound of Mr. Leon Francis. Morning, Leon.
Good morning to you, Ivor, and to you, Merchus, and to all the wonderful listeners around the world. We pray that wherever you are indeed enjoying this wonderful weather, because we are indeed enjoying a marvelous weather condition in our neck of the woods. But we're not, without any ado, I'm sure you want to go into the Lord's Prayer and pray for the show at this time. Won't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for all your kindness and allowing us to have another show this morning. We trust that you let it go on without any interruptions. We pray that you will just bless each and every person who is indeed going to be participating in the show this morning, that you will indeed bless them and let them go through and do what they have to do as successfully as possible. We pray especially for our friends and loved ones who are ill, and asking for your continued mercy by healing them. Namely, my dear wife Eunice, my friend Dr. Leroy Lashley, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Merchus Nisbet, Elkamita Willett, Wentworth Francis, Dennis Kelman, Isilma Cornelius, Ralston Otto, Joseph Guntrup, Willis Daniel, Fillmore Hall Pike, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray that you have mercy in them, heal them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads, Lord, and trust that you may just continue to bring them back to their normal selves. You have work left for them to do. Bless the ones who are helping us in any way whatsoever, financially or otherwise. And most of all, let the show go on without any interruption. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this time, I'll let Mertis go ahead and say good morning to the folks, and hopefully she's up and about. Good morning, Mertis.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mr. Francis.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. A wonderful week.
Okay, that's good.
Just mm-hmm. one casualty to report a little later on.
Okay.
One little casualty. Daniel. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying good morning to the fans and mm-hmm. have a blessed Saturday. It's a beautiful day in New York City. In New York City, 63 degrees, bright and sunny, with a little chill. But nothing much to talk about. It's beautiful weather. So I'm here and I'll be listening. And so
okay.
Have a good day.
Okay, Marcus, thank you for that.
Enjoy the day. Thank you.
Mr. Francis, thank you.
Say hello to your wife for me.
Yes, indeed. I will make sure that I mention it to her when she gets up.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Marcus, you can go ahead and say good morning to Mama Babaji first when you get the chance. And
I will.
All inquiring friends of this, the Crooked Show.
Yeah.
Well, Celine, you have something to report to us, so we'll take that at this time.
You would be surprised. My lemon tree fell sick this week, and all the leaves fell off. So that's my report, and I'm so happy. And to find out why, it got too much water. So I have to stop giving it water.
Uh-oh.
It was drowning, man. So that's the illness, the injury I have to report. Nothing of consequence, but, you know, I love my plants.
Well, you know, you just can't live on water alone now, you know?
No.
Sunshine. Food in there as well.
Did you mold it up so that the water could drain off?
Yes. The sprinkler system was giving it. I used to sprinkle 3 times a week, and I just have to sprinkle once a week now instead of 3 times.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You feel better. It's a she or a he?
It's a hermaphrodite.
That's a she.
Is it her
okay, then you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep talking to her, huh? And
yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be good if she'll get better. All right.
Okay. Folks, well, not so bad after all, Ian. So that's the good news. So that was a pleasant surprise. We're not hearing of any deaths, and it's just that. It's not dying either.
Mm-hmm. No, the green leaves are still there, right? But the green stalk is still there, but all the leaves just got me scared and say, man, this is one of the nicest lemons I have seen, almost as big as an orange. And last year, he only bore about 3. And this year, I was hoping that it will be more. But then up comes this leaves dropping off, so. I say, what? I had to put all kind of chemicals around the root and fertilize and topsoil, and still I see them going away in the way. So, but it looks like
I know with your green thumbnail, that will come through in flying colors. I have no doubt about that.
That is my project. I'm going to work on it and see if I can keep it alive.
Okay. Well, folks, as you know, usual, we are going to be here for the next 3 hours, and our first segment would be something to inspire you. 10 o'clock, we'll have our sports. And hopefully we'll hear from David this morning because local sports is happening. We haven't had a report. So I'll see if I touch base with him. And, of course, we'll have our little chit-chat and musical interlude along the way. That will take us up to 12 o'clock. And, well, much as would have already asked about First Lady Mrs. Eunice Francis, so I'll just take it as everything's okay as well as can be, and nothing really to report.
She's doing well. She's doing well, as well as I could expect. Okay, well, I'm grateful for that. Nothing worse and nothing extremely better, but I'm happy that it's not anything worse to report.
Okay, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that, I think we should hope for good listenership today and hope that everything goes well. There's always a hiccup somewhere in between, but We're going to do our utmost here to make sure that you're satisfied with what we have to offer on a Saturday. So at this time, you go ahead, you tell your neighbors, tell your friends that we're here, and we would be happy to indulge them. 515-605-9850. You push the one, and of course, we'll accommodate you. I've heard from Phil already this morning. Normally, he's on. Let's hope that everything's okay with him.
I bet your life.
He called.
He called me about 7 times yesterday, so don't be surprised if he calls you the same time all the time. 7 times.
Yes, well, yeah, we're accustomed to him now on a Saturday, so hopefully all is well. Like if we don't see much, we wonder what's happening. So Phil, now we'll wonder, hey, is everything okay? Well, let's see what we have here for you, folks. Again, expect to hear from you, 515-605-9850. We are already halfway through the month of May, believe it or not. And don't forget, we're going to have the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. So be sure to call in around about, say, 10:15, 10:20, thereabout. I'll take it all the way up to 10:30. You never know. But you can always feel free to call in at any time during the show to say something or ask a question, what have you, make a comment. So let's see what we can have coming up, Leon, if there's nothing else to be said.
Okay.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always they will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the pains of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy. Yes, indeed, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. Words of wisdom.
By 1860, there are roughly 4 million enslaved Africans in the United States. Forcibly transplanted to a new land, they've brought with them a rich African heritage, including songs. Adapted to reflect the experiences of life of hard labor on plantations, these slave work songs, laments, and shouts of protest evolve into a new musical form, the spiritual. The spiritual will in turn become the wellspring for generations of musicians who will create the blues, gospel, jazz, and the protest songs of the 1960s. Now, Avery Clayton of Los Angeles, California, believes he may have discovered a vital link to this important music.
I was just going through some boxes in my mother's collection and came across this book and noticed the date and read the first paragraph, and I knew that it was something special.
Avery?
Hey, Wes. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good to see you.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Good. So this is our Black Hollywood hallway.
Wow, you've really come a long way since last year. Last year, Gwendolyn Wright met with Avery to investigate an intriguing autograph book with ties to the Harlem Renaissance. That book was just one part of a huge collection of African-American artifacts Avery's mother, Mamie Clayton, accumulated over her lifetime. Now that the collection has moved into a new museum in Culver City, California, tens of thousands of artifacts are finding a home. So, Avery, what do you got for me?
Well, I have a book that I found, and it's a collection of African-American spirituals.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take a look at this. Slave Songs of the United States. Wow, published in 1867.
Yeah, 2 years after the end of the Civil War.
What do you know about the book?
Well, very little. You know, there is something that caught my attention, and it's in the first paragraph. If you don't mind, I'd like to read it to you.
Okay.
The musical capacity of the Negro race has been recognized for so many years that it is hard to explain why no systematic effort has hitherto been made to collect and preserve their melodies. And it got me to thinking, could this be the first book of Negro spirituals published in the United States?
And that would be a really interesting thing. Sounds like that's your question, in fact.
Well, that's one of my questions. And then I also want to know, you know, who were the people who collected this music? You know, what was their motivation?
This is a really fascinating story, and
okay.
I'm ready to get going.
Okay, fantastic.
You know, I've sold hundreds, if not thousands, of 19th century books, and this has a publication date of 1867. The binding, the printing style, everything is typical of the period. But what's unusual is that the title page lists no authors or editors. Let's see if I can find them. Oh, yeah, there we are. William Francis Allen, Charles Picard Ware, Lucy McKim Garrison. The book is a collection of 136 songs with music and lyrics. You know, I recognize some of the songs that are here, like Roll Jordan Roll. Here's Michael Rowe, The Boat Ashore. Most are songs I've never heard before. Many express a hope for redemption in the life beyond. Bending knees aching, body racked with pain. I wish I was a child of God. I'd get home by and by. The editors took great care to record the words in phonetic English, just as they heard them. But I'm not finding any information on the publisher. An online search shows that Avery's book has been reprinted many times and remains in print today. Oh, look, here's one from 1960, 1929, 1962, 1992. A popular work, but nothing to indicate if this was the first collection of spirituals. I'm at Howard University in Washington, D.C., to meet Dr. James Norris, professor of music and director of the Howard Choir. Dr. Norris has long known about this book and says its songs are deeply personal.
My granddad was a Baptist preacher. I heard this song authentically all my life, and did this right here in my heart.
To the enslaved African, what did these songs mean?
These songs were everything. He had to sing about his condition. Being sold, his family being separated, he had to sing to keep his frame mental bearing.
He tells me that plantation owners often forced enslaved Africans to attend church to hear the message of Christianity, a message that missionaries carefully tailored to justify slavery. But the enslaved men and women took this new language and created their own spirituals. Songs that often contain coded meanings, bringing messages of hope and sometimes visions of escape.
Roll Jordan, roll. Jordan was what? A river you had to cross. Okay, that could have been what? The Mississippi River, the Tennessee River, crossing into a better place. Old Satan was the slave master. Hell was being what sold further south.
So in spite of the fact that the words were actually biblical, their meanings were very personal. Dr. Norris explains that even though the words were from Christianity, these songs have their roots in Africa, where music was infused into every aspect of life. In the Americas, the enslaved Africans were forced to adapt.
They weren't allowed to use instruments they brought with them. They took them from them. So what, they improvised what? Hand clapping on the side of the horse. Improvise. I look at them and I marvel over how we got through all of this, but how we got through it all by what? Singing.
No more pesca corn for me. No more, no more, no more driver's lash for me. Many thousand go.
Many thousand go. Yeah, we're listening to the inspirational portion. Just I don't
know. It was the enslaved Africans' work songs that gradually evolved into the blues and formed the backbone of virtually every American music form created in the 20th century, including jazz, rock and roll, and hip hop. But Dr. Norris, is this book the first book of slave songs?
It was the first large collection, yes, of slave songs, because others were published individually, like three and four at a time. That's great. It's a very important collection.
So who were the individuals responsible for collecting this extraordinary music?
I'm at California State University, Dominguez Hills, to meet Hansonia Caldwell, a music professor emeritus and the author of books on the African-American spiritual. She recognizes Avery's collection right away.
Those of us who are involved in the field of spirituals know this book because it's the first. Now, these three people,
who are they? Do you have any information about them?
Well, yes. I have some information about them in the back here. So, yes, this is William Francis Allen. He was a Harvard graduate and a student all over Europe, came back and eventually became a university professor.
And who's this?
This is Charles Picard Ware, who is the younger cousin of William Allen and also a Harvard graduate. Most of the songs that are in the book are from his collection.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then Lucy McKim Garrison. Lucy is from Philadelphia. She was a pianist and a violinist and a piano teacher. She's the only musician in the group.
Dr. Caldwell tells me that Allen, Ware, and Garrison were all committed abolitionists who'd worked before and during the Civil War to destroy the institution of slavery.
The people who are pro-slavery are espousing a philosophy that says that the people that are being held in enslavement are not human beings. So one of the things that abolitionists were doing was trying to document the cultural voice of the African as a way of affirming the humanity of the African.
She explains that in the 1860s, most Americans' exposure to the music of enslaved Africans was through minstrel shows, degrading parodies of slave life written by whites and performed by whites in blackface.
They were determined to say that Africans were happy as slaves, which was a nonsensical statement, but that was how they were portrayed on the stage.
Dr. Caldwell says that after emancipation, many freedmen wanted to leave the music of slavery far behind. The fact that Avery's book has preserved over 100 of these songs is incredibly significant.
Well, it would have been possible to actually lose all of these songs. So the fact that they are still with us is really incredible.
One thing perplexes me. If our abolitionist editors did compile these songs during the Civil War, how had they gotten the cooperation of Southern plantation owners who were surely hostile to their political goals? I'm meeting someone who knows all about collecting America's original music, Library of Congress archivist Todd Harvey, a librarian with the Folklife Collection.
Hey, Todd.
Wes, good to meet you.
Good to see you.
He wants me to hear a song collected by a visionary folklorist named John Lomax. It's an early recording of Roll, Jordan, Roll.
Oh, Jordan, roll. Oh, roll, Jordan, roll. Lord, I want
Dr. Harvey says that Lomax and his son, Alan, traveled the southern United States collecting and preserving thousands of original songs, including some of the first ever recordings of African Americans singing original spirituals.
Oh, yes, my Lord, you're the best in the kingdom.
Like the Lomaxes, the editors who compiled the songs in Avery's book gathered music from all over the rural South.
But the largest part of the book was collected on the South Carolina Sea Islands, St. Helena Island, Port Royal Island, Hilton Head Island area.
But unlike the Lomaxes, who worked long after slavery had been abolished, our northern editors had to gain access to plantations during the polarizing 1860s. How did they accomplish this? As we search among the library's 5 million maps and atlases, Dr. Harvey locates something that may help answer my question.
This is a map of the Battle of Port Royal. At the beginning of the war, one of the northern strategies was to blockade important southern East Coast cities. So in November of 1861, the Union Navy sailed down into the Broad River and very quickly overcame Fort Beauregard and Fort Walker on either side of the river, and within a few days had landed their troops and had taken over the entire area, including St. Helena Island.
Dr. Harvey tells me that the few hundred landowners fled the South Carolina Sea Islands the same day,
freeing over 30,000 enslaved Africans. The Union Army sent over 100 teachers, missionaries, and superintendents down to the islands to set up schools and run the plantations. The project was known as the Port Royal Experiment, a groundbreaking effort to prepare the emancipated slaves for life as freedmen. Dr. Harvey thinks this experiment factored into the creation of Avery's songbook.
In fact, Charles Ware, one of the...
Now I'm ready to tell Avery what I've learned. I've arranged for him to meet me back in Washington.
Hey, good to see you, too.
Let's go inside.
Okay.
Avery, the first thing I want to do is give the book back to you.
Well, thank you.
And it's a great story.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. Your first question was, could this be the first book ever published of African-American spirituals? And the answer to that is definitely yes.
Wow.
You know, your second question is, who these three people were that compiled these songs?
I tell Avery that the editors were all Northern abolitionists committed to preserving this valuable music.
But there's a lot more to this story.
It wasn't until Union victories drove out former plantation owners that the three abolitionists discovered a unique opportunity to achieve their goal.
The white Southerners left the area, so abolitionist groups from the North came in to fill the void. One of the plantations was Coffin's Point at the northern end of St. Helena Island, and that's where Charles Pickard Ware was stationed, and that's where he collected many of these songs.
Ware and his two co-editors from the North had unprecedented access to the freed slaves and spent free time listening to and transcribing their songs.
It was a remote location. There were thousands of enslaved Africans there, and it was a good place to hear this music.
As a result, Slave Songs of the United States was the first scholarly work documenting the music of Africans in America.
I can't tell you how proud I am, you know, to have this book in our collection. I think my mom is smiling, too.
Well, I'm so happy that you're happy, but, you know, I've got one more thing. You might wonder why I asked you to meet me here at Howard University in Washington. You want to follow me?
Okay.
Dr. Norris has arranged a private concert just for Avery, a chance for some of the pages of his book to come alive.
Among the programs and institutions created to help freed slaves after the Civil War was Howard University in Washington, D.C. In November 1866, the First Congregational Society of Washington envisioned creating a seminary to train African-American clergymen. That idea soon grew into a more ambitious plan to establish an entire liberal arts university. The newly founded Freedmen's Bureau provided most of this new university fund. Congress enacted Howard University's charter, and on March 2, 1867, President Andrew Johnson approved it. A student body arrived 2 months later. The university was named for a white general, Oliver O. Howard, a Civil War hero and commissioner of the Freedmen's Bureau. Although it educated thousands of African Americans, it wasn't until 1926 that Howard had its first black president, Dr. Mordecai Wyatt Johnson. Today, the university produces more African-American doctorates than almost any other American university. Among its notable alumni are Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, Nobel laureate and author Toni Morrison, and UN Ambassador Andrew Young.
Well, there you have it, folks. Hope you would have enjoyed that. Hope you have been inspired by it. I truly was, to be honest with you. So, again, this is the inspirational portion of the Saturday morning entertainment show. So we continue. Okay, let's see if we can get something here from
feel torn. I haven't heard her in a while, so let's look for her. Where is she? Come on in. Okay, let's go Joseph Nelson until I can find her. Ooh, you're not going to give me. Come on. Not allowing me to do that. That's not good. This is good, so I'll have to get me something else. Stand by. Am I frozen? I hope not. I have the site up. Allow me to play a song here from the archives. Let's see. Okay. Take it in this one.
Antigua and Barbuda, I went to bury in their fish screen. And at an early age, in the canvita started to sing. And then I finally at 13, and you know that's a lack of fun. So I decided to go away to help Papa home. But I always come back to you. I'll always come back to you. And if I can't come back to Friday, then I'll be here. I'll always come back to you. I'll always come back to you. But if I can't come back to Friday, you'll be at the rock of peace. Antigua and Barbuda, you know we have had some trying times. So in order to survive, I had to sing the calypso rhyme. You have Canada and America, a pair of places I have ruled. But regardless of where I have been, I always come home. I always come back to you. I always come back to you. And if I can't come back, I'm crying. My later days, I'll die. I always come back to you. I always come back to you. And if I can't come back, I'm crying. So you know what I'm saying? Antigua and Barbuda, even though we were far apart, I spoke of you so many times, even though it broke my heart. I keep telling them about our beaches, the Coral Reef and indented shores, where you could play a game of worry or a card game of board sports. I'll always come back to you. I'll always come back to you. And if I can't come back to you, I'll always come back to you. I'll always come back to you. And if I can't come back to Friday, I'll be
I'll always come back to you. Oh, Thou hast taught me to say, Frustrated brother, see how so long, yeah, so long. Goodbye to my trouble, goodbye to my pain, y'all. Somebody wave me bye-bye, somebody wave me bye-bye. You ain't welcome here, you ain't welcome here. Goodbye to my trouble, goodbye to my pain, y'all. I can't hear you up there.
And now, sports brought to you compliments of blogtalkradio.com.
Yes, indeed. A pleasant good morning to all of you.
And now, sports brought to you compliments of blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. Tune in every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m.
Okay, we're going to tune in from 6 to 9 p.m. Here comes Leon.
Okay, thank you so much, Ivor. Another wonderful program. Enjoyed it immensely. And I hope the other folks who listen to it would have enjoyed it as much as I do. I begin this morning with news coming out of the West Indies Cricket Board. They welcome the latest edition of their Insider news item that is being put on their website. And you can download it and get all the news from the West Indies Cricket Board. And the latest news is that the West Indies, they're going to be hosting matches against South Africa. I'll give you the full rundown. South Africa will be touring West Indies come June the 10th until July the 3rd. Australia will follow July the 9th to the 24th. And Pakistan will follow July the 27th, August the 24th. Matches will be played in Barbados and Guyana, as well as Jamaica, for the Pakistan leg of the tour, while St. Lucia and Barbados will be hosting the Australians. St. Lucia and the Grenada, they'll be hosting South Africa. So we welcome cricket back and hope all goes well. And it's a good sight, and people are rejoicing to see West Indies hosting cricket in the region again. And Bratwity is excited because the West Indies have moved up in the rankings in the Test series. They're up to 6th from 8th, and that's a good climb. We'll go into that later in the week or tomorrow, as a matter of fact. The West Indies Cricket Board, they have retained some 13 senior cricket umpires. The names I'll give you tomorrow, but that's a good sign in the right direction. You have retained umpires as well as cricketers. That's a good, very good sign for the West Indies Cricket Board. And turning to the CPL, Guyana, they have retained a number of players, including Nicholas Puran, Imran Tahir, Shimran Hetmeyer, Brandon King, Naveen Al-Haq, Romario Shepherd, Chandrapal Hemraj, Odin Smith, Anthony Bramble, Kevin Sinclair, and Ashmead Ned. While Barbados, they have decided to retain the following players: Jason Holder, Johnson Charles, Chai Hope, Kyle Myers, Hayden Walsh Jr., Raymond Reefer, Justin Graves, Naeem Young, and Joshua Bishop. Hopefully we'll get the other teams. And as you know, all the matches are going to be played in St. Kitts come August, beginning August the 28th. And news come out of Guyana is that the cricket board there, they are asking for a copy of the criteria that is used to award players international contracts. So not too happy that Shimron Hetmyer, Kemo Paul, Romario Shepherd, as well as Vivasemi Pomal were not given any contracts. Turning our attention to the county championship, we give you the lead, the top clubs in the league, in the group C. Lancashire are leading, followed by Yorkshire, the top two. Northamptonshire, they are in third place, and Glamorgan fourth, as well as Sussex. They are fifth, and at the bottom of the table is Kent. In group two, we have Gloucestershire, who is Wes Bradford is representing that team as well. So we're glad to hear that his team is on top, followed by Somerset, Hampshire, Surrey, Middlesex, and Lancashire, and Leicestershire. In group one, you have Nottinghamshire, Warwickshire, Worcestershire. In third place, Durham, Essex, and Derbyshire, in that order. No, it's strange because in the group one, where Worcestershire is in third place, and after playing five matches, they have not won any matches. They have drawn a number of matches. All five matches were drawn, yet they are in third place. We have to discuss that tomorrow because the system, the way they have given points, a lot of points to the teams, makes it possible for them to come first without winning a match or coming. They are presently in third place. And just to give you some schedule, international schedules, Scotland are going to be touring Netherlands May 19th to the 21st. And Sri Lanka tour of Bangladesh, of course, the 23rd of May to May the 28th. New Zealand, they will be touring England May 25th to June 14th. And Ireland, they will be touring the Netherlands from June the 2nd to June the 7th. South Africa will be touring the Caribbean June the 9th or June 10th to July the 3rd. ICC Test Championship will be on the 9th, 18th to the 22nd, while Sri Lanka will be touring England during that period. We'll break there and tell you more tomorrow. And we want to just jump right into, and Jamaica, they're very excited about hosting some international matches, and that is good news for us, for them, because they have not seen matches for over a year. And we're going to turn our attention to Chelsea, man. This is one of my letdowns this week because Chelsea was just manhandled by Arsenal this week. And as a result of that, Chelsea, I'll tell you where they are. Manchester City, number one. Manchester United are in second place. Leicester, third. Chelsea, they are fourth. Liverpool, fifth. My goodness, Liverpool is right on the Chelsea. How far, how close can they get? No more. West Ham, Tottenham 7th, Everton 8th, Arsenal 9th, Leeds their 10th, Aston Villa 11th, Wolves, Crystal Palace, Southampton, Burnley are in 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, and the 15th place, Burnley 15th, Newcastle 16th, 17th is Brighton, and Fulham 18th, as well as West Ham, and at the bottom of the table, Sheffield United. And folks, you can't miss this because Chelsea and Leicester are in the FA Cup finals, and that match will be played today. Don't miss it. It's 17:15 GMT, 17:15 GMT, and Chelsea is hoping that they can bring home this piece of silverware because they were beaten badly in the week and they're falling one place, but we're hoping that they can come back to see another day by winning today in the FA Cup. Some good news, because good news for some and maybe not so good for others, because Michael Jordan, that is his jersey belonging to Michael Jordan for his second season at the University of North Carolina. That jersey was sold for $1.38 million. $1 million, on Saturday, man. Whoever bought that must have been rich. Whoever's going to buy it must have the guts. I really have got to get some big bucks to take it back from the buyer. 1 million. No one would buy my soul time to tie it off. I wish they'd give me $100 for it. And talking about some, I think this is a playoff. Charlotte are coming up against New York in the first round, the Madison Square Garden. The Bulls, they're taking on the Brooklyn Nets. Lakers, they're going to be playing in the Indiana Pacers. And these are matches going to be played today. And Boston, they will take on the Minnesota Timberwolves, while Phoenix Suns will take on San Antonio Spurs. I break there because we just want to let you know that we are hoping to hear from Andrew Mason as our special guest tomorrow. But we have some technical difficulties. I hope we can overcome them to make sure that we can get hold of Mr. Mason tomorrow. But we invite you to be on with us from 6 until 9 p.m. tomorrow. Hopefully all will go well, and we'll get to hear from Andrew Mason. He is the host of Mason and Guests, which we bring each and every Tuesday. And we also invite you, if you have some assistance for us in any form, you may just send it to the Cricket Show at comcast.net or via PayPal, or you can send it via the post at P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida 32326. The address again is the Cricket Show, P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida 32326. And that's all for me, Ivor. Back over to you.
Yeah, thank you for that, Liam. And hope you join us tomorrow for an in-depth conversation with Pure Cricket Talk, 6 until 9. Liam will be hosting that show. And you heard it. If all goes well, we'll be having noted commentator out of Barbados and the West Indies, Mr. Andrew Mason. He'll be a breath of fresh air. I'm sure you'll want to have a conversation with him, whether to ask a question, whether to make a comment, or just to make a statement or of some sort of congratulatory portions, because he has the voice of reasoning when it comes to cricket. I'm sure most people would say that. He's not one to just say all Barbados and everything Barbados. As a matter of fact, he gets himself in hot water sometimes, especially when he would have pulled up former captain Jason Holder. I'm sure that's going to be part of the conversation tomorrow. So be sure to join us tomorrow from 6 until 9 in the p.m. And that's a show you're not going to want to miss. I can assure you of that. And trust me on that one this time. Well, Lynn, thank you for that. As usual, we get it brief. If we can only hear from David, we'll have something from the local front. But in the meantime, I think we should just get an introduction, because birthdays and anniversaries, especially what would have taken place on this date and the event that takes place on this date, what have taken place on this, that's going to be upcoming shortly. And all this comes compliment of Mr. Audley Watson.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy
it's now the time that you can call in to say your happy birthdays and anniversaries of sorts. We even remember the dead and dying. So if you want to call, it's 515-259-850. But we're standing by for David, who promised to call in at 10:15. Normally he's a man to his word, so you might want to try and sing the song. Well, we just want to give happy birthday. It's you. In the meantime, we're waiting for David. I'm sure he's going to be coming through to tell us what's happening on the local side of Fort Hill in our neck of the woods. So we'll wait for him, and then we'll have the birthday, anniversary, and events over the birthday. It's always time for blessing. Never a bad time. May the good Lord bless you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Not have a David Woods.
all people. It's in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Believe in you. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Because our hearts tell us.
Good morning, Ivor. Are you hearing me?
Okay, we're hearing you now, David. And we just want to say welcome, David, with the local sports here in South Florida. So, good morning, sir. It's been a long time. The folks have been asking for you, but we'll go straight into the sports.
Good morning, Ivor. The wife here was saying morning to you also. I didn't
that's
know
amazing.
Was, you know.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. We have a wrap. So, David, stand by.
You hear her in the back?
Here,
the
no.
Are you hearing her?
No, I can hear her voice, but we did, she was not very honest.
It's an amazing morning.
It's amazing. Yes, it's an amazing morning. Amazing. Okay.
Yeah, Ivor. Morning. I would like to say morning to the listeners. Morning, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Good morning to you, Ivor, Leon, Cardinal. Morning to Matrice. And and my buddy up there, back out up into his snow country. Good morning to Audley and all the other Blog Talk representatives there. First of you know, I would like to say I didn't get to last week. I would like to say all the ladies, hoping they had a wonderful day last week. And they were treated royally, those who celebrate and those who don't celebrate. And we should remember that we shouldn't treat the ladies for only this one day, but we should treat them royally and respectfully throughout the year, because without them, there would not be any me or you, Ivor, or, you know, as a matter of fact, the world. So we have to treat the ladies with respect, dignity, tenderness, everything. So I'd like to say, you know, for who celebrate, oh, they had a wonderful day. Who don't, you know, the same. But we should also remember, not just one day, it's 365 days of the year. And to my St. Vincent brothers and sisters, you know, hoping you guys are safe and you're trying to get back some normalcy in your life. So we just like to say my family and I are keeping you guys in our prayers. The world is keeping you guys in our prayers. So just would like to make mention of that, Ivor.
Yes, sir.
In reference to the league, as you all know, the league is back up and running, Ivor. We're into, we're into a couple of rounds into the South Florida cricket. They started their 30-over tournament back in, I think, March 28th. My memory serves me correct. And they played a couple rounds of game already. In reference to last week, there were a couple of games that were played and a couple of default games. Underdogs forfeited to St. Beth, and Titans forfeited to Ambassador. Now, there was a game between South Shore and Port St. Lucie and Tropics United against Mega Blaster. Now, Mega Blaster, I'm going to start with the South Shore game. South Shore played against Port St. Lucie up in Port St. Lucie. And they made 201 for four in their allotted 30 overs. We had a 94 wicket stand between Damian Rowe and Andre Powell. The top score for them is Andre Powell got 54 from 59 ball with 4 fours and 2 sixes. Damian Rowe got 47 from 48 ball with 4 sixes, 4 fours. Next best is Bradley Chung with a quick fire 29 from 20 balls, 2-4, 2-6. Roger Tracy got 23 from 17, 1-6 is included in that. And Michael Nemard getting 20. Now, bowling for St. Lucie, the pick of the bowlers are Chiram Negi got 2 for 34, and John Whitby got 2 for 46. In reply, when St. Lucie batted, they chased down that total in 28.1 overs with Mark Pinnock getting 101. Wait a minute, there I go. Mark Pinnock getting 101. And the top scorer for Port St. Lucie. My scorecard is giving me a little issue. I have to pick it back up. I know Kevin Fernando got 61. So those were the main scorers. And the main wicket taker for South Shore was Robert Jr. got 2 for 31 from 6 overs. And Oliver Toff get 1 for 41 from 3 overs. So that was that game, the arrival. Let me see if I go to the next game, which is the Tropics. And this was a surprise, the arrival, that Tropics had lost to Mega Blaster. Tropics only total 156 all out in 28.4 overs. Top scoring for them was Malcolm Fisher getting 28, Ernie Joseph and Ryan Watson getting 21 each, and Fillmore Davis getting 20. Bowling for Mega Blaster, Adash. Give me a second here, but I'm having some issues here. Adash getting 3 for 18 points and 4 points over. And Latif Tancor getting 2 for 19 from 3 overs. All right. When Mega Blaster batted, they lost some 9 wickets to chase down the total. And Manav Sharma getting 47. Ankur Kapoor getting 29. And Sai Pat Bandala getting 22. So they lost some 9 wickets to chasing that total. Bowling for Tropics, Richard Tidan getting 3 for 14 from 4 overs. Marcel Graham getting 2 for 36 from 6. and Fillmore Davis and Dale Africa each getting one wicket for 30 and 35 respectively. So that was the score. Now, this weekend, they will be having some, there's three games on the table. At Port St. Lucie, underdogs will play Port St. Lucie. And at John Prince, we have Titans, that game there. And I know at John Mullins, it's Tropics versus Ambassador. I'm trying to, oh, Titans would have been best at John Prince. So, you know, you have the point standing. I can give you the point standing come next week because Port St. Lucie, surprisingly, is out front this time. They should be followed by St. Beth. But next week I'll have the point standing for you guys. I promise I'll come back next week, even though I'm sort of under the gun, having some work done here at the house, some remodeling. And I'm sort of busy into that project. So that's
stop
why you guys
are charging your phone overnight if you don't have this.
Probably that's why you guys haven't been hearing from me, as I've been sort of busy doing some work, some remodeling work in this house. And I was just getting ready to go out because I need to go get a piece of tool so I can do some work here from Home Depot. Driver, that's just what's happening. I know up and coming, South Florida is looking to revive the Masters Tournament. Also, there should be some minor league cricket that is coming up also. That is, you know, coming up sometime later. And they're trying to, yeah, as you know, they might be looking at bringing you know, like T20 tournament here. So they have some minor league cricket that is coming up. So U.S. cricket announced men's under 19 training camp. That's another thing, Ivor, that young Elton Tucker, 13-year-old Elton Tucker, got selected in a 26-man squad to train in for a possible selection to the U.S. under-19 team to qualify for the World Cup. So young Elton Tucker represented Port St. Lucie. He's like the captain, or co-captain, however they have it, there for that team. So he's only 13 years old, and he's making that team. So I just wanted to, everyone to understand, and you know, so just wanted to let everyone know. All right, Ivor. So that's basically what's happening to cricket. Here locally, I said I'm going to try and get a little bit more back into the tune of things, but as I said, right now I'm sort of a little bit, you know, very, 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 very busy right now. So,
but David, if you're going to be coming on, you're going to rain on my parade because these guys are going to stop talking about you, and I'll say all the things the same. See, Cardinal is on here. He's glad now that you're going to be coming back. You're going to find a little bit more time and listen. And now, good morning, Cardinal. And,
good morning. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David. David, I'm happy that you are here to clear your name because I've been going around telling people, when the fans ask for you, Ivor telling them, oh, David has private jet now and he's spending a lot of time at Mar-a-Lago. And I had to tell him, no, look, man, that's not David. And if David wants to go to Mar-a-Lago, David going to drive his truck. So, I mean, I had to make it clear how much nonsense Ivor was talking. So, you know, I'm glad you're here to clear yourself, man. You know, Sister, he didn't say tell you anything about that.
You know, he's not going to, you know, Kyle. You know, he's not going to say anything. You know, he's going to start a try
to
turn the blame on somebody else. But that's what I said.
On somebody else.
I know Marcy to take care of him, you know, so I ain't worried too much about it, you know.
So,
I don't care nothing what those guys are saying. You want to believe them, because I know those guys speak the truth, but I speak the truth and nothing but the truth and the whole truth. They only talk one little truth. And when I catch them in lie, they say they just bend the truth a little. They say, I don't know, I just bend the truth. So
you just bend the truth, okay.
No, they said they bend the truth. They don't want to say the lie. They
said
bend the truth.
And he said he has alternative facts. You know, even Marcus was here saying, I didn't know David was like that. I had to clear up Marcus and say, no, man, that's not David. You know.
Why don't you go ahead and tell him in the end, Marcus said she believed me because since I know him a little bit more and better than you, Marcus said, well, I have to believe
that.
What about that?
That's the plug he pulled, David. That's why that much is convinced. David is my friend. David is my friend. I know David. And much was too disappointed. I had to step in, David, and tell much. No. Yeah.
I know how people can come with their alternative facts. So.
Yeah,
I said I leave him for Marcus. Marcus will take care of him. I ain't worried about him too much. So I just let Marcus
really
see him.
Let me tell you the last thing that Cardinal said. How we have the hook, line, and sinker. He said, "Boy, what I gave David the throw away, he drank it."
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth.
He got to.
And David, you know, that's a true story.
But of course,
you know what to do with a true story. You know what to do with a true story, David.
I have a song for my favorite lady.
All right, guys.
Tell Janet, listen to this. Tell Janet
I
want to listen to this.
No, she's upstairs on a meeting. She has a meeting upstairs that she's on. So she had just come down to get something out of the fridge. So she's upstairs back at a meeting.
Okay, she's come back in the other.
A Zoom meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
Madame, gentlemen, Cardinal.
David, later, man.
Okay. Hopefully I can, you know, get back into the swing of things. I said, I'm sort of under the gun right now because my niece is coming up at the end of the month, and I got to get this bathroom back up and running. So having some people coming in here this Monday.
David, just before you go, Leanne wanted to say good morning to you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's here. Leanne is here.
Morning, Leanne.
A pleasant good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
How is everything in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, as I said, you know, I might as well be thinking of going back to work because my wife having me working like a runaway slave, you know. So,
all the bad things they say about you is not true, man.
I know that I can't listen to you.
Leanne doesn't want to say all the bad things Cardinal them say about you. He just said they say. So that's a good one, Leanne.
Okay. Yeah, good morning to you, Cardinal.
I've good morning, Leanne. I missed this kid when he was small and he hasn't changed. You know, people would grow out a certain habit, Leon. You know, he hasn't grown out of the habit. You know, he was a very mischievous kid. That's why one of his ears is longer than one, you know, if you notice. All right, guys.
Merch, do you want to say something to Card, to David before he leaves?
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure that Merch is. I know she was going
to be busy. I'm here.
Oh,
I cut out just to say good morning to David. David, good morning and welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
I'm just letting you know. I don't believe Ivo when he say anything. I listen, but I don't believe in the words of the cardinal.
He's one of them Trump supporters with his alternative facts, huh?
Yes. That is so true.
Take the bus wheel off of my neck. You threw me right under the bus.
You put it there, not me.
I couldn't resist not coming in.
I had to break protocol.
Well, I know I have somebody here.
Break protocol to come in.
Hold on, because I know this person's going to say the truth. He called just in time. Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning,
Matthew.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning.
Then the folks want to know who captured that Antiguan guy who came down there with a fishing boat.
Oh, Lord.
Did he say he's so far away? What, you know?
Who captured the guy who came in from Antigua with the fishing boat?
But I understand
he's not an Antiguan, you know. I understand he's a Christian.
Well, he came from Antigua.
He's been in Antigua about 3 years.
Okay.
The man came back home. The man want to come back home. He just didn't have a
plan. Letting him travel.
This morning when I was walking, I saw Leah come in. He could have come in on that.
No, but the guy don't want to travel with nobody because too much virus in Antigua. He want to come by himself.
Okay, then.
So he's a responsible guy.
All right. Anyway, he was negative so far, so.
The guy is good. The guy say he coming to paradise.
Okay.
Yeah.
What they do, they have him in prison or in quarantine? Do they have him in prison or in quarantine?
No. Quarantine on the full guard.
Same thing. Same difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They should set him free.
Of course.
Quarantine on the full guard.
That should be good press for poison. That's even people their lives over shark infested waters to come to St. Kitts that does not have any community spread, no death, no nothing. That guy should be on the tourism board.
Okay, then.
Yes, come thank you, see. Look what I did. I came in a rickety rafter. You think only rafters come from Cuba? No, people risk their life from Cuba, safe place from Cuba to come to America. Now he's coming from Antigua and Barbuda, which is ravaged with coronavirus and death to come to St. Kitts. That guy is supposed to be not only on the tourist board working, he's supposed to be promoted.
Okay.
Now, he's
coming for his stimulus too, aren't you, Ivan? He's coming for his stimulus as well?
Of course. He's the first man from the stimulus package. Yes, the guy is an ambassador.
Okay, I'm coming
upstairs. Okay, so, David?
I can't find my phone.
David didn't hang up.
So, I'll just...
David is attending to his renovations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyway, I called in to say, Montrose, I'm back in here.
You're back in Montrose with what?
about your mantras. We're here, but we don't believe.
So you don't believe what I say?
Oh, Matthew, how is your mother this morning? How is Papa Bumpy this morning? She's laughing.
See, Matthew, she's gone.
She's gone.
Yeah, it seems like she got dropped. Yeah, she got dropped. Munchies got dropped. I just said here.
Okay, she's back. She's back. Munchies?
Hi, I'm here. I'm listening. I heard everything. Mom's is doing okay. And I was asking you, Lena, how are you feeling today?
I'm fine. It's like nothing. I took my second shot yesterday. And I came home, to water my garden, do what I had to do, get in my bed, wake up this morning, bright and early, even before 6 o'clock, my daughter went to do that 1 hour. And I've done so much things in this house this morning, including iron clothes.
Okay, that's great. Well, I'm glad that everything went well. Yes, sir?
Okay. Question to Lynette. Lynette, question. Hmm. Did you put a magnet against your arm to see if he stuck to your body?
No.
You didn't hear the news that they're saying that it's if you put a magnet against you.
This is a needle that I got. I didn't see the needle.
What they're saying when you're being injected and you put a piece of magnet against your body, it sticks to your body. Magnet sticks to your body.
Wow, that could be.
You didn't hear that.
So, you mean if so?
That's the rumor that was spread.
Okay. Lynette, take one of the magnets off your fridge.
I just put it.
Take one of the magnets off the fridge and put it over the spot where you got the injection.
And see if it stuck to your body.
And tell us what happened.
Right.
You see the little magnet that you got there with the sinkage flag? Take that one. I don't know how I know that thing.
Okay.
Well,
I don't even know how I want to do it. Yeah,
the magnet. Who is the plumber?
Okay, I know which one. I'm just going to try it. Yeah.
Oh, you know which one I'm talking about? Okay.
Cardinal, you could see through walls.
Don't. I know that is secret, Marjorie.
Okay.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, I just had my staff for the morning. Just now.
Iva.
So did it fail?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
But it seems as though the same, many people haven't had any complaints. They had the complaints of the side effects first shot. When they take the second shot, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Iva.
Magnet didn't stick?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hello?
Yeah, you, Lynette's friend heard her voice, and he's on now. You know who that is?
Ooh. Hey,
yes,
that's Phil. Her husband to be.
Phil Moore.
Phil has proposed to Lynette.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
Phil, you missed that. Phil, you're losing points, man. You missed the voice already.
I'm good. Phil, don't even remember Lynette. Phil, don't even remember
Lynette. I remember Lynette Twitch.
Okay.
That used to be Reuben Harris' secretary. Okay. No, that's right. That's the one you remember. You don't remember the one that was laughing. That's good. There's certain people that stick in my mind and I can't forget them. People like Ruben Harris, Bridget Harris, Don Water,
and Lynette
Delano.
Phil,
tell me, you tell me.
She's from Sinkets. You spoke to her last week and you made her feel happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know her from speaking on the internet, you know. But
so you guys talk off the radio and on the internet behind our back?
You're in a jovial mood this morning. This is good.
So when is the wedding? When is the wedding? Because
which wedding?
Lynette from Sinkets with a laugh to put us that she's getting...
It's so quick you want me to marry a person. I don't know if she has thick legs.
Oh, dear.
Pretty face.
She has thick sides.
If she's well endowed. I don't mind any skinny woman, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
They have to have flesh. Especially, especially the way it counts. You fill in the blanks to that.
Okay, I got it. So, it's a good thing I am not weak to the flesh. It seems if you're weak to the flesh.
Huh? What's that about the flesh?
Mm.
It seems if you are weak to the flesh. You're looking for back, neck, legs, and thighs and everything. You want a whole skin.
You know, the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Not my wants, you know, my needs. That's what the good book says. But I don't understand how...
Lilith is a baker, so she do a lot of kneading.
Oh, yeah? Baker? Wow.
That's
a good person to marry. You're never hungry. Let me tell you something.
Something on there?
Nope.
Are you hearing much? Is he about to be laughing?
No, I'm hearing you. What did Phil say?
Phil said that the Lord will fulfill his need. And he loves a lot of flesh, and he wants the whole chicken back, neck, thighs, and everybody. So he wants to...
Yeah, you got it right, my friend.
He said, one, if you are well endowed, that was his question to you.
Yeah.
Well endowed.
That's what he said. So. Okay.
That's a big word.
Listen to me. Proverbs says, I don't understand how they operate in this country, but Proverbs says, I think David wrote Proverbs, he says that the great woman, she rises early in the morning and she makes certain...
Check.
That her linen, her husband wears fine linen, right?
Check.
All of that, you know. But if you wake up somebody, your friend, a girlfriend, at 5:30 or 6 in the morning, they say, sleepy, girl, I don't know. They're not the real woman that David used to talk about. They sleep too much. They're lazy.
And David would be on here. I'm so sorry that he left because...
But, and they're blaming me for being a rabble rouser or whatever you call it. Because I wake them up too early. That's why I'm married, you know. The women in this country don't like to work. They're lazy.
Oh, no.
I'm sure Lynette is not like that.
Lynette is an early riser, so you have no
all
problem.
All right.
Here.
Yes. She passed
so
the
that's
first
why I said
step.
Check.
I'm
yes.
I just put in the wound. Look at her.
Yeah. Well. At the top of the hour, we're going to have our birthdays and anniversary and events on this date. So we're going to take it up to the top
yeah.
of the hour. And then
yeah.
we're going to have Cardinal greet his fans.
Yeah.
Oh, why we don't do that now? Cardinal, take the next couple of minutes here to take us up to the top to greet your fans. They're waiting. The special one.
Okay. Let me just say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Mertris. And good morning, Phil.
Morning.
Today with us. Well, with special consideration, and let me consider some of the special friends and fans of the Blog Talk Radio entertainment show. Those who keep us in line, let us know how well we're doing. Let us know how well we're not doing. Let me start with the people up in New York. Mertris, good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Karen, mm-hmm. Ina, Donna, and Lady Babson is with. Good morning to you up there in New York. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos over there in St. Martin. Hoping you're having a great time with us as well. I'm going to step on out to St. Kitts, and you know Lynette is here, so you can greet her yourself. Good morning, Lynette, again. And
good
then,
morning.
With that, I'm going to step across to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Rensador and the fans of 2020 Vision Radio, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. With that said, I'm going to step across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And Omel would have heard Leon say this morning that Liverpool is getting pretty close to Chelsea. And she might have been saying, I told you so. But yeah, it's happening, and we're going to see what it comes out to be. Good morning, Omel. Hoping that you're enjoying the day with us. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to King Elimat, we are with your brother and with all the challenges that you're dealing with. And, you know, hoping that we can hear from you. You'll come through it all with flying colors. We always hope that. Let me say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, and her little brother, Malik, and little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to step on up to Georgia. I'm forgetting the great Jerome Cutner Richardson down there in the Southwest. Good morning, Cutner. My good man. You should be hearing the comments now, Cutner. And some of those comments are consistent with your concern for West Indies cricket. Good morning, Cutner. Hoping that you're spending this entertaining day with us. I'm going up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Barbara, and Yvette. Good morning to you. Monique, I'm hoping that your progress back to health is happening as quickly as you would like it to happen. Good morning to you. And then I'm going to go over to New Jersey. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. Kiss me up with a lot of information and a lot of fun-loving jokes all this week. Thank you, sister. And I'm enjoying it all. Good morning to you. That's a good morning to all the fans of the entertainment show. We've got a great show for you. Come on in with us and enjoy the sunshine that we always offer. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes.
Cardinal? Ivor, sorry.
Yes?
Cardinal?
Okay, go ahead.
You forgot to say
yes.
Coming from the way of Sandpoint. You know that's
oh,
the
yeah.
biggest part.
I'm
just
saying.
Okay.
Let me go back to Cutner. Jerome Cutner Richardson down there in Southwest Miami, and he comes to you by way of Sandy Point. I can't forget that little piece.
There you
go.
Know,
I shouldn't. That's
Cutner's highlight.
That's what my highlight. Okay. There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm going to see you guys later. Bye.
Okay.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
What is it?
Thank you.
I haven't said anything about you while you're gone.
Yes.
And
you have me back. I know you have my back.
I got your back. Good.
Yes. You and Lynette have my back. I know that. And Leon have my back. Okay. So I wouldn't be afraid. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. You guys be blessed.
Much is, I think you believe that this is April 1st, but it's okay. I'm trying to fool up people here, all kind of stuff, and I don't know why you believe in these guys. Well,
okay.
Let me see if Shasha can get a question answered.
And scream, and scream, and scream.
question that needs some answers. And even on this show, I'm asking, when would we live together? Because Cardinal, Mertris, and Lynette have a gang warfare coming up against Ivor Henry. But let me just go ahead and say good morning to Miss Idella Forbes and her beautiful grandkid and her entire household. We just want to make sure that you're up and running and good as can be. Hopefully you would have had a wonderful Mother's Day. And I'm sure some of the folks who want to say hi and hello. She's not in the position to speak. I mean, you know, when Judy calls, you must obey. But as usual, always in the back listening. So I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. And happy May month. And hopefully things will be normalized for the rest of the year for you and everyone else. So, Cardinal, I'm glad that Mertris get to pull you up on something. So keep your trousers on. Pull it up. That's good. I don't know how can you do the great cut like that. He comes by way of Sandy Point. You know, when you ask, Cutner, if you're going to think it, he said, no, I'm going to Sandy Point. And you ask him, well, how are you going to get to Sandy Point? He said, well, you're right. I have to pass through Think it's to go to Sandy, to go to Sandy Point. So there you have it, folks. Well, folks, right about this time, we have to Okay, go on, make a comment. I'll pull
well,
this.
Well, you know that's what makes that's what makes Mertris and the special fans special. You hear me say that? So why are you belaboring the point?
Because you forget, and I like to know when you forget things, because I feel like a kid in a candy store. I feel like a dog.
We're fighting.
Come out to everything.
Okay.
Yeah, well, before we get
into feel like
some,
a dog in a butcher shop.
No, well, in a sheep pen.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a song by Calypso Joe, Antigua Proud of You?
Yeah, we can find that. But let me do justice to Arlie first, and then we'll come back and get that. And Arlie would have sent a request for you as well, so I have to get that up at the end of this. So you say Antigua, we're proud of you? That was the one you said, right? Okay, we'll see if we get to that shortly. Now, good morning to all of the fans who are listening up here on this, the cricket show, the entertainment show. We have birthdays and anniversaries for May the 15th, and events that would have taken place on this day, or on this date in history. Believe it or not, today is the 135th day of the year. We go all the way to 365. That doesn't seem so far away. We start with England and birthdays. We have Joseph Fine. We have Glenn Wilson, Charles Palmer, Don Keon, Ted Dexter. Yeah, he was a thorn in our flowers. We remember Ted Dexter. He turns 86 today. In Australia, the lone representative there is Ron Sagas. Sri Lanka, we have Stevie Conway. He turns 80. Umpires, we have the West Indies, Kyle Corbin. He's 31, should still be playing cricket, but he is officiating matches at age 31. Althea Veronica Campbell-Brown, we all know of her, the speedster out of Jamaica, 59 today. Actor James Mason, and don't forget, Andrew Mason comes up tomorrow, if everything goes well on the show, so stand by for that. We go to Trinidad, we have Lopez, the American singer, guitarist. If I had a hammer in the morning. She was born in 1937 on this date. American boxer Jerry Quarry, he was born in 1945. George Brett, the baseball of Kansas City Royals, he turns 68 today. John Smoltz, the American Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, he is still a young man, all of 54 years of age. Emmett, that South American... Emmett Smith, we all know him of the
running back for the Dallas Cowboys. He turns 52 today. Ray Lewis, the American Pro Football Hall of Famer, that linebacker, he also have a birthday today. He turns 46. British tennis player Andy Murray. Yes, he would have won some championships there. And he would have raised hopes for the Brits for a long run. He turns 34 today. Happy birthday, sir. 1800, we have King George III. He survived the second assassination attempt. Why would they really want to kill this man? Wow. 1862, the first baseball at the Union Ground, Brooklyn. And in 1869, the National Woman's Suffrage Association formed in New York, founded by Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. 1905, we have the Las Vegas founded in Nevada. 1917, the first officers' training camp is opened in the U.S. as the country prepares for war. Let there be peace and not war. 1930, Ellen Church becomes first female airline stewardess aboard a United flight from San Francisco to Chennai, Wyoming. 1940, we had Richard and Maurice McDonald. They opened the first McDonald's restaurant in San Bernardino, California. 1948, Australian scores 751 runs in one day versus Essex. And that was a world record at that time. That's a lot of runs in one day. 751. 1953, Rocky Marciano, that's a boxer. He KOs former champion Jersey Walcott. Joe Walcott in the first round at the Chicago Stadium. In 1957, evangelist Billy Graham, he launches his crusade in front of 18,000 people at Madison Square Garden in New York City. That's just down the road there from Mercury's. 1966, first day of Sunday in county cricket, Essex versus Somerset. And in 1973, not on this date, but the great El Comito Willett, he would have made his debut for the West Indies cricket, representing Nevis and St. Kitts and Nevis and Leeward Islands by extension. But that did happen on this day. But whenever time I see 1973, I always remember El Comito Willett. But what would have happened in 1973? California Angel Nolan Ryan, first no-hitter, beats Kansas City Royals 3-0. 1985, Everton of England wins 25th European Cup, Winners' Cup against Rapid Wien of Austria in Rotterdam. In 1990, Portrait of Dr. Gadget by Vincent van Gogh sells for $82.5 million. Well, Lynn bought Jordan's jersey that would have sold here for some millions also. 1991, the U.S. President George Herbert Walker Bush takes Queen Elizabeth to Oakland A's versus Baltimore Orioles game. Wonder if she understood anything there. 2010, we have Jessica Watson at age 16, becomes the youngest person to sail solo, nonstop, and unassisted around the world. Well, the young man from St. Kitts came from Antigua. He tried to break that record, but I'm sure he's over age 16. What can I say? Congratulations to this young lady. What, 2010, 16 years of age? Wow. She has more than guts. She has more guts than a calabash. In 2015, Carl Icahn invest $100 million in Lyft, a ride-sharing service. And, folks, that's what we have for today. Birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place in today's history. And this would drop again as usual. I don't know why would that happen every Saturday. We drop. But anyway, I'm talking to the phone, so I wouldn't drop. Hope you're hearing me out there loud and clear. So, Cardinal, you always have something to add on this date, because I remember on this date what happened to you, but you might not want to bring that, but you have something that would have happened on this date, or something of significance. Can you tell the folks what that might be?
May 13th. I want to go back to May 13th. May 13th, 1985. You all remember the city of Philadelphia. We were told that it was the city of brotherly love, and that's why it's called that name. But when a brother tried to show some love in the city by advocating love to other brothers by declaring the need for the liberation of black people, the city, with its black mayor, its first black mayor, bombed out a whole city block because the brother was living in that area. You all remember when city mayor, first black city mayor of Philadelphia, Wilton Good, in a city that was known for its hostility and terrorism towards black people, yet called the city of brotherly love, under leadership of people like Frank Rizzo as a police officer, then police commissioner, then mayor, terrorized black people in that city. So the brothers didn't get any love in that city. However, that reached a peak in 1985 when a brother, John Africa, and his family were bombed out under the guidance of Mayor Wilson Good, who was celebrated as Philadelphia's first black mayor. So what I want to bring to our attention is the history of lawful terrorism. When I say lawful terrorism, I'm saying terrorism sponsored by the laws of the state or the county or municipality or whatever subsection or section of government that it might represent. So 11 people were killed, 6 adults, 5 children. And although Mayor Wilson Good knew that there were children in the apartment or in the unit of Brother John Africa, he went ahead with the bombing with helicopters from the top, destroyed entire city blocks. And that was major. That city was mainly peopled, I should say, it was a black area of town. Okay? 250 residents lost their homes in that bombing, trying to go after one man, cleaning out an entire city block. So there goes with us I don't know if it's the roots or some of the stems of the culture of law enforcement and its terrorism against black people. So, you know, what we are seeing now and mulling around with respect to the George Floyd affair is only a small speck in the whole context of state-sponsored terrorism towards people of African ancestry. That's my thought for today. It happened on May 13th, 1985.
All right. Thank you for that. As usual, always have something to add of significance. That's a date in history we ought to remember. And I hope you would have got a chance to listen this morning. We had something going back there with the Africans there during the inspirational portion. You might very well want to go and listen to that in the rebroadcast. Get a wee one.
Well,
Leon.
Yeah.
Hold your thought. I need to do something here quickly because there's a request sent in here by Oddly for Leon and his wife. So Leon, make sure that you're listening up. And
okay,
the wife, it's...
Let me put a speaker for you. Okay.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, you don't put the speaker there. Okay, good. Here it is. Compliments
Leon, it's by Stephen Curtis Chapman. I will be here.
Was requested to your wife, Leon, spoken
Eunice.
On behalf. And your wife, Eunice, yes, she said that you'll be there. So I would think you'd want to say something to Audley and maybe show some respect to the song.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Audley. Thank you for remembering me. I'm glad that you reached up safely and you were able to get some needed guests in time because I know you are suffering a little bit. I don't know if it's same down in Miami area, but I know up north we had to wait in a long line to get $10-$20 gas. Max, a day or two, but all is well now. But oddly had to go through that to go back to his second home up north. Thanks for the song on behalf of my wife. She's hearing it, so I'm glad that you played it for her as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. I can say that. You say, well, you're going to stick with her until the end of time. He said, well, he did say something about...
You know, as Sparrow said, both of us die together.
Yeah. All right. Yes, well, I'm going to play this song a little later, Leon, the one that you requested.
Yeah.
In the meantime, panel was going to say something just before I asked him to hold on. So, Colonel, you can go on with that.
No, I was going to just mention what was going on in Gaza, the bombings in Gaza by the Israeli forces.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that they are bombing indiscriminately, killing children, you know, and non-combat people who are not involved in combat. So they are really recklessly destroying, you know, the Gaza. And somehow, you know, I'm not hearing anything out of the people who love human rights so much. You know, I guess human rights do not extend to the Palestinians as they do not extend to us over here in this madhouse. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that.
But,
Well, America is speaking because they're supporting Israel, but I don't know why the Palestinians have been treated this way. But I hate to know you have militants going into residential area. I know some of these guys hide in the military thing between these kids and stuff and children, but sometimes for the sake of the kids, them you just have to just hold off sometimes. Why you take these innocent people because you want to kill 2-3 soldiers? And when you listen to the news, you have 7 Jews die, but hundreds of Palestinians going to die. So that means these guys, I don't want to represent anybody, but if you can only have 7 die, that means you're carefully trying to maybe go after your target. But when you have kids are being dead on the other side because they're firing these artilleries into residential areas, I agree with you. Where's the human rights? Where the people them who cry out when you stone a dog and send people to jail for fighting 2 dogs? What about these people who are killing these innocent people who have nothing to do with the war, but it's like, I want to capture this one man over here, so I'm going to kill up 10 innocent people to catch this one man.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but why can't two the Palestinians have their own state and Israel have their own state? Why are they opposing that? Anybody disagrees with that?
Because America is taking sides. America is taking the Israeli side.
No,
they should just go ahead and let the people then go ahead and...
Israel is
do
doing
that,
what
it
was...
Give me the title song again for Joe. The title.
Antigua, proud of you.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Dan.
Israel is doing what it was put there to do. In Israel was carved out by white folks who wanted someone to control that area. That's a very important area. And so When the people who claim to be Jews say, well, we want our own space because we are being persecuted in Europe. So you're being persecuted in Europe, you're being persecuted in your own land. Because as far as we see, the people who administer the state of Israel and for whom the state of Israel was created, they are not Jews by ancestry. They are Europeans who converted to Judaism.
Mm.
Judaism originated in Ethiopia. So the Jews as the children of Abraham. Abraham was from Ethiopia, which was then called Cush. The leading civilizations in that area, the earliest civilizations known as the civilizations of Cush, Kemet, and Nubia. Today we know them as Ethiopia, Egypt, and the Sudan. Abraham was from Cush. He migrated up to a place in Iraq called Ur. Mm-hmm. So the children of Abraham are actually Ethiopians. They are actually, Ethiopia is where Judaism actually created. Now, we know that in the 7th century BC, as it is called, before the Common Era, 7th century BC, some Jews migrated to Europe, taking their culture with them. Just that Europeans converted to their religion, adapted their cultural styles, and called themselves Jews. They learned the language and called themselves Jews. Now they say they want to come back to claim some place that they call the State of Israel. You know, genetically, ancestrally, they are not, you know, connected to the people who initially created Judaism. They are just converts, and they want to occupy the culture of the Jewish people. So even now, those Ethiopians who migrate to Israel, those Ethiopian Jews who migrate to Israel, they are also persecuted because they are dark-skinned people. Now, you remember that it was said that Jesus was also Jewish. Where do you think he comes from? He came out of Egypt. He was a black man. And you see how they took him and translated him, or also so transposed him into a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes. It's the same thing that's going on here. And then you visit your fear, your insecurity, your pain upon the people who make you uncomfortable just by their mere existence. So this is what Israel is doing. The Palestinians, you know, Palestine was always a microcosm of people, all kind of people, different religions. They didn't have that kind of a conflict before the King David Hotel was bombed by Moshe Dayan and Menachem Begin to start the creation of Zionism and creating the State of Israel. So what we're seeing here is actually white supremacy posing as Judaism and inflicting pain upon people whom white supremacy has designated to be inferior and subhuman races. That's why they are comfortable with killing Palestinians and their children and whoever else. And then they don't even have the right to defend themselves. I'm hoping that I'm making it clear right now. Back to you, Ivor.
That may have two devices upon one another. I was trying to.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we're trying to get something there. The song there, the title is not coming up. What name is it? The Christ of Joe. TH Port of View, Christ of Joe. I might have to substitute something else.
Yeah.
But we understand that Phil's name is in that song. You know, there's no better sounding name than when you hear it on the radio. But, Leon, you might have a take. You have something that you want to say? We're getting close.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I just wanted to hear Cardinal take on the subject, whether or not if they were to have two states, if that wouldn't help solve the problem, you know. And the USA...
It should help the problem, but Israel wants to have the privilege of going into Gaza, going into the West Bank, and spread out its settlements and put, you know, continue to put Israelis on Palestinian land. And they've been telling them, take up your settlements, take up your settlements, but nobody's doing anything. So which means it's an endorsement of Israel intruding upon Palestinian land in Gaza and the West Bank.
But the embassy wasn't
there.
The embassy wasn't in Palestine before? The U.S. embassy was moved.
It was in Palestine. That whole land section you see there, all of that is Palestine. This is where, you know, Arabs, you know, Jewish people, you know, all of those different people lived at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Romans went in there first and occupied it. And this is what comes out in your New Testament, the Roman occupation of Palestine when the Jesus character came through a revolutionary and said to his brothers, you shouldn't be putting up with this occupation, and telling the Romans, you need to go back, get out of Palestine, and leave our people to manage themselves. But like we have here in America today, certain of the Palestinians sided with the Romans and their occupation. So Jesus had enemies on both sides. He had enemies among his own brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. and he had enemies because of the occupying force of Julius Caesar and the Romans. So they were both gung-ho in getting rid of him because he was telling his brothers and sisters, you need to wake up. You're not functioning. You're not acting as if you are the children of Abraham. And that was their title. That was their being the children of Abraham was their claim to fame, as it were. So when Jesus told them, look, you can't be the children of Abraham because you are not functioning as Abraham would guide. So they get upset at him. And you remember sometime in the Bible, it tells you that they call him a bastard. You know, we were not born of fornication and all that kind of stuff. The people who study in the Christian version of the Bible will remember that. So the land is the land of the Palestinian people. The Palestinian people were Jews, Arabs, you know, and a whole bunch of different other people, you know. And so what happened what we can glean from the biblical references with what happened to Jesus, he challenged the occupation. And those who supported the occupation or felt that they were getting benefit from the oppressors didn't like that. In addition to that, he was encouraged the development of people's consciousness. And say, if your consciousness were at that stage of development, you wouldn't be accommodating this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to respect each other and things like that. So they got angry at him on that side. You could remember when the Roman governor said, look, I don't find any fault with this man, but you can do with him what you want.
Right.
You know, that was a way of getting rid of him. He could have given the order because he had control. He can give the order. Look, I find no fault in this man. Leave him to hell alone. But he said, I find no fault in this man. You do what you want with him. I'm washing my hands of this. No, he had more power than that among the Palestinian people because he had the armed forces and all that. You see? So he was able to back out of the situation and say, I don't have anything to do with it. Because he knew the hostility that those who sided with the Romans had towards this young man. And he knew that they would kill him. And he had his guards supervise the lynching. You see? Same thing that you see happen now. Same thing. American courts saying, oh, we want change. But they are not doing anything to enforce the change. They're telling us, they're giving us the promise of police reform. And there's no reformation. You understand? So it happens to be like what we call in the Caribbean, a sheep egg, a promise that can never be fulfilled. So this all this talk we hear about police reform and things like that is what I call a sheep head, a promise that is never going to be fulfilled. You familiar with that term, Leon? I know Ivan.
Yeah, I know.
You're familiar
that.
With the term sheep egg, right? Okay, I'm sure it's used all around the Caribbean.
And look at
it's
the
never going to happen.
This lady who is speaking the truth and expel her from the party, from her position as leader.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all this promise of reform that we are hearing, ain't nothing going to happen. We've been promised that year before, all the way back to the Warren Commission. Nothing like. Before that, the Supreme Court said segregation shall be done, in school shall be done with all deliberate speed. But nothing was put in place to enforce that and to define what all deliberate speed now is. So right now, we still have the same problem that the court was addressing back in 1896. Still have the same problem. So the promise of reform is, like I say, I'm going to say it again, it is a kind of a sheep egg after the death of George Floyd, and people around the world look at this really despicable display of law enforcement. But that's the expression of a culture. That is something that has been happening to our people for at least the last 600 years. That one event is not going to cause that change, you know? And here we are, a people, we are accepting this promise of reform, which we know is never going to be fulfilled. And here I can quote James Baldwin. James Baldwin said, it took many years of vomiting up all the filth that I had been taught about myself and half believed before I was able to walk on this earth as though I had the right to be here.
Yeah. Amen.
That's James Baldwin.
Yep.
One of my favorite scholars.
Okay, guys, we're getting close here, but I want to substitute the song here because the late, great Kaiser Joan, this one was requested by Leon, well, the artist. So let's substitute this one.
Two islands, one country, A&B, and Tida, Barbados.
Lost our sanity, and we are ready to speak to the country. The moon and sun must be the same, but calling our country's name. You contribute to easily to our nation downfall. Oh, no man, you're not patriotic at all. We have come of age.
When you were speaking, we were hearing it like coming tremolo. The music seemed to be coming even a little worse there. So
I don't think we're doing justice to Calypso Joe, so we're going to probably end it there. How about that?
I'm hearing it clearly, you know.
We're hearing clearly.
You're coming to clearly in your end?
Yeah.
I'm hearing it clearly.
Not perfect, but it's good enough to be heard.
Well, even when you're talking there, it's coming to similar. Okay, let me start this again.
We're too preoccupied with politics. We make our decisions just for this. Various diseases are on the rise. Disease and more, we're closing our eyes. Let's get down to the top of the dungeon room, one and all. And as the anthem says, let me rise to our country's call. When we're fighting together, let among one another is the only one we should make. Only so by decisions we could be a come of age.
We got to pull up again because this one was shorter than me. Since you're hearing it out there loud and clear, let's take it back.
It's on the pool we have come of it.
some lyrics that can.
I find it.
Oh,
if you don't mind.
Punch it up. Let's go. Punch it up.
Yeah. And here you. Come on, Joe. Talk to us.
Tribute to all great and people. But there are sons of this country of whom we all should be proud. So I am paying my tribute and singing my praise aloud. In education, in sports, in entertainment, for the cause of liberation and in government. Your contribution to life in however small a way. If you can lay our feelings to pay you today, today. In music, moto, den, pop and tutu,
and Giga is brother
of you. Dr. Rock, the all five, Oscar Mason,
and Giga is brother of you.
Your contribution to life are the wheels of this you do. Make us so very,
very proud of you.
Yeah, that you were just watching the times that cannot be waste. But the black on this planet, he fought for an equal place. So he was from an unheard of island of Antigua. He shone the light of awakening for the blacks in America. We told you while you were alive and now that you're dead and gone. We cast from all of this to keep this life going on. In cricket, Andy and the late great Winston son, though he is dead and gone. To be in cricket and football, you master the two.
Antigua is proud of you.
You contribute to life in your little special too. So we all very,
very proud of you.
Dr. Heath and Lockhart, two noteworthy Antiguan, a film earlier did you in the medical profession. Like so many Antiguans, you're not ungrateful at all. You come back to make your contribution, however small. Danny Livingston, cricket to you, although it's a little late. I say you're laying your block in the construction of the field. Regina Samuels, the artist we love and we praise you.
Antigua is proud of you.
For designing the state flag and the sculpture work you do.
Antigua is proud of you.
Nobel Richard D. Shade and the Mr. Masterpiece, it is true. So we are all very,
very proud of you.
There are groups and individuals that my song may have omitted, but if you're doing a good job, that isn't the cause of it. In all that you're doing, just make your ideas be broad. But remember, around the corner lies your reward. We know that you love and did and the same you'll never forget. And you'll be true to your country, even on the ground. Oliver Flaxen will call you from the hill of Istanbul.
Antigua is proud of you.
Every work we all like, the pain that you do.
Antigua is proud of you.
Bobby McAfee, Asta, and Chile, and the boo. I said the whole of Antigua is so
very proud of you.
Amen.
Hey, so
what do you mean?
Control Iva.
Okay, don't cut it.
Okay,
I should do and title. I wasn't getting the title. What was the title you got it on, Leon?
Antigua, proud of you. Antigua is proud of you.
Okay.
Antigua
coming up
is proud of you.
Yeah, well, we just have another 3 minutes or so. Let me, is Lynette, are you still with us?
And Phil has left, man. He has a...
Okay, quickly, we have a 2 minutes there. Liam brought up the conversation about the Kittishan that would have left the shores of Antigua and arrived in St. Kitts. We know he's in quarantine from all reports and all the stuff. But what is the atmosphere like down there? Did people panic? Was there a sense of concern? Or it was just things back to normal after you found out it was a...
Before he was caught, I think people were mainly concerned, you know, if he has COVID and, you know, he would have community spread. I think that was the most important. But since they caught him so quickly and he was negative and he's at quarantine, I mean, everybody's calm. And lots of people turned out yesterday for their second dose. And there was people who went to get their first dose as well. So,
okay.
Going along smoothly.
Okay, very well. So do you think that... And this is your perspective. I don't know the people thinking about it. Would it have been better if the guy would have arrived and announced his arrival and maybe give a good reason for leaving? Maybe saying he come to safe haven, Antigua, you know, seem as if they don't have it under control. Do you think that would have been a better option for him to take as opposed to come in and then just, I don't want to call it abscond, but he just didn't make them know.
Well, it is alleged. I don't know if it's true, but it is alleged that he's in some problem up there in Antigua, too. That's why he ran.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he seems to be in some hot water. Either
way. So.
Seems so. Allegedly.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Okay,
we want to thank you for that. Well, Leon, send us home.
Thank you
for coming.
You know when these things happen, there are a lot of allegations and alligators.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's
to the end of another wonderful show, folks. I hope each and every one of you would have had enough entertainment this morning to keep you happy until next Saturday. Be sure to be here next Saturday from 9 until 12 when you get some more. And join us tomorrow from 6 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With that said, thanks for listening, and we are so happy that you were able to hear us well after we had had some little technical difficulties in the early stages. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be. And remember to watch Chelsea versus Leicester at 12:15, 17:15. Good night, good morning, bye-bye all.
Okay, well, folks, don't forget to join us tomorrow for the Andrew Mason
interview.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we'll have that tomorrow for you. Let's see if we can just, maybe Murchis can send us home. Murchis, you want to do that too? Help Leon along the way.
Well, I did enjoy the show this morning and, you know, all the other mornings, Saturday morning, and we'll be tuning in tomorrow evening on the Sunday evening show, 6 to 9 p.m. So come on. Tell your neighbor. We are on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. So on that note, I have bid you farewell. So long until, not goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, there you go. Then you want to go ahead and do the honors?